So you can operate in a number of ways. Here is a hemi cadaver, and here is the standard surgical plane following the mesorectum down on the levators and then stopping up here where the levators meet the sphincter complex and then dissecting upwards, often blind, to try and find where they cut through. And this is the area where you see the most problems with perforation and margins going into the muscular wall. And that's a standard operation. There is an alternative approach, which is that you come down on the levators and stop. You stop at the top of the coccyx, the seminal vesicles, and then you flip the patient over so they are operated in a prone fashion, and then you start narrow and work out wide, coming up to meet your, or cutting through the levators out here. And that gives you a completely different anatomical specimen. And that completely different anatomical specimen gives you those extra millimetres that you need to clear the tumour. And here is a specimen looking completely different here. The coccyx has been taken, and here are the levators applied and taking out that waste. So you can fill in that waste with the levators. Or if you have a big tumour, you can change your operation yet again, and you stop at the levators, you stop at the same point, flip the patient, and then you come out wide, going out to the pelvic sidewall to take that extra tissue, and then you end up with a bulge. And we call that on the extended extra levator operation. But in effect, this is Miles' old operation, except Miles used to take a big chunk of the ischiorectal fat and the ischioanal fat, which you don't need to do, because there are very, very, very few lymph nodes found here. You do not need lots of stuff here unless you have a very low tumour.